South Carolina's got everything. Natural beauty, trendy cities, but you might miss your next big adventure in a smaller town. We've got you covered on the Palmetto Porch, Discover South Carolina's official podcast. I'm Devin Whitmire. Come with me as I venture off the beaten path and learn about these towns from the locals who know them best. Check out the Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information, head on over to scpalmettoporch.com.
I'm thankful for the lessons and the blessings. It's a Kelly Clarkson song.
Whoa. Are we like now demonetized right out of the gate? Yeah.
Carly's first solo performance.
No, wait, that was like my third.
Kelly Clarkson has a Thanksgiving song?
No. She's,
mashed potatoes and the stuff.
I don't know.
Wait, did you guys know that Jingle Bells was originally supposed to be a Thanksgiving song?
Yes.
What? Jingle all the way?
Jingle Bells.
Oh, what fun it is to ride on one horse open sleigh.
That's literally about Santa Claus.
I think I actually put it in here because I saw it yesterday.
It was originally titled One Horse Open Sleigh.
Oh, yes. It says, before becoming a Christmas holiday anthem, Jingle Bells was an 1857 song titled One Horse Open Sleigh, and its composer, James Pierpont, intended it to be a Thanksgiving Day song, but it became so popular around December 25th that in 1859, the title was changed to Jingle Bells.
1859?
Uh-huh.
That's, okay, yeah, that makes more
1859,
sense.
1859, oh yeah, gotta get that.
Well, I'm just
Jingle
saying.
Jingle Bells existed before the moon landing.
The alleged moon landing.
When did Jingle Bells Batman smells
Robin laid an egg?
It's a Batmobile. Yeah.
It's crazy.
94.
That went viral before the internet. Like, it was just
Batman
a playground
Robin
thing.
Robin laid an
it's
egg.
It's crazy. Like,
the Batmobile lost its wheel and the Joker does ballet.
Hey.
Oh, I thought the Joker ran away.
No,
oh, that's
not
that
ballet.
Before
he was doing ballet. Yeah.
Have we done a Thanksgiving episode before?
Yes, we did one.
Okay. So hopefully we're not repeating anything.
It's also, I with the repeating stuff, I don't think everyone has seen every second of every episode.
Yeah.
So, like, there's going to be people that have not seen certain things,
but
even if we repeat
it. There will be people
it.
That are like, you've already said this.
Yeah. And their name is Aaron.
Well, I only say it because I don't want people to be like, we already fucking talked about this. That's why I'm doing it to look out for you, but now I'm not going to say a word. If you guys don't give a shit, then.
No, I do. I do.
Did you guys?
No, I mean, like, the internet. Because they were like, it's so annoying when Aaron tells them they already told this story. But the only reason I was saying it was because I was like, I don't want them to be annoyed that we're
repeating
stuff.
People are annoyed that you're telling us that we've already.
Yeah, yes. I thought you meant like.
They are also annoyed at.
Is it me? You're pointing at me. Here we go.
When you're like, they don't care about this. And like you stop the conversation.
We're talking about location specifics in a shopping mall for 5 minutes. That's why I'm like, all right, this is not that interesting to our listeners.
I'm just telling you what the people are saying.
To the left of Payless.
Yes.
Across from the Target. Apparently they like it.
And the parking structure at that place too.
Oh, yes. They do a parking structure is the best, and then D is the worst.
I hate it though when someone's telling a story and they're like, okay, so this happened last week. I think it was Monday.
Oh, no, it was Tuesday. No, it was Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Wait, no, was it? Hold on.
And
we do it on our podcast. We need to like stop doing that probably.
I think it's because like ours is so like we're just talking to each other.
Yeah. We're all being super fake here, so it's
No, but it's like we don't see each other over the weekend or whatever, so we're like genuinely just like catching up and being like, oh yeah, it's at like that place, and like I forget sometimes that we're even recording.
Yeah.
What was the phrase Matt said at lunch today? The type of clothing you want to purchase?
A traditional Americana classic prep or something like that.
So, that's the most wild description of clothing I've ever heard in my entire life.
It's like the name of like a coffee order.
We were talking at lunch and Matt was talking about how he wants like a store that sells something like the Gap, but also Uniqlo.
Ralph Lauren.
I just wish there was a traditional Americana prep store that I could go like
for cheaper.
For cheaper. Yeah,
it's a brilliant way to speak.
Thank you.
I would never form that sentence.
Yeah,
on my
traditional
own
Americana prep.
This is like the stuff I Google.
Traditional America. I would be like polo, but cheaper.
Yeah. Ooh, Matt, you
I will
were in the...
say, I Go did. I did a little research yesterday to see what we did talk about last Thanksgiving, as to not fully repeat. Because I was like, oh, did I do fun facts? It was very much like
our experiences.
You're like, what foods do we like? It was all like the basic stuff. And we
did we talk about when we were in kindergarten? Did you guys ever do like a Thanksgiving dinner in kindergarten where there was pilgrims and Indians?
Yes.
Native Americans.
Yeah. I mean, we did like a play.
Yeah.
Yeah, which, no, we dressed up. Definitely not cool.
Like making like noodle necklaces for like the Native Americans. Yes. Like what kind of, they were like getting us canceled before we had even gone out into the real world.
But now we know it's because history is whitewashed and like we're never being told the truth. And like, I think it's obviously like, don't, it's so stupid when people are like, you dressed up as an Indian, a Native American when you were
in 1993.
Yeah. No, literally. And it's like, okay, well, that's what we were being taught.
Yes. Yeah. Like,
teacher's fault. Do they still sing that?
Doing it now, like, maybe do some like, research and understand why that's offensive. Yeah. A headdress.
Do you remember that song? Like, they would teach us, like, pilgrims and Indians eat together. Pilgrims.
That is scary.
On Thanksgiving Day.
That was the story that.
That's
oh,
like,
yeah.
Really the, hypnotizing
we
you.
Came over here and they introduced us to their.
Sing that in elementary school. Pilgrims.
And they,
and
no, literally, they're like, they were savages.
Oh, yeah. They still, you still hear that in movies sometimes. It's crazy if you go and watch a movie from like the 70s.
Oh.
And like a woman try, or like not maybe not the 70s, like the 40s and the 50s. If a woman tries to say something, a man just goes, "Get a hold of yourself," and he'll just like hit so a woman. There's a movie that Ronald Reagan was in, and
he smacked
this,
a woman.
Yeah, this woman's like about like trying to say something. He goes, "You know what I think about that?" And he just fucking whacks this woman across the face, and then he became the president.
That's why Matt got married.
What?
Give me that ketchup.
Are you guys excited for the Thanksgiving movie that's coming out?
What movie?
Oh, like, it's Eli the horror Roth movie. Addison Rae.
Oh, I don't. I've never seen a trailer for it, but I've like heard of it.
Oh yeah, it's been like all around LA. It's like Thanksgiving.
It comes out on Thanksgiving Day.
I think it comes out on the 17th.
In
so whatever
theaters.
Yes,
in probably
theaters. Wow.
And there's football games on Thanksgiving too, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
that was always mind blowing to me because like growing up, my Thanksgiving is we have family coming over. Like my mom's in the kitchen getting ready, and then you turn on the TV. And I'm just always thinking, like, what, don't they have to get to dinner?
I
like,
know, I would think, oh, yeah.
They, to, like,
they miss Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
do like, they miss a lot of holidays, sports players do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, also all the fans go in there, too. Like, our Christmas Day, I always think it's, like, crazy that fans are going to see, like, an NBA game on Christmas. I mean, I guess that's cool. Like but just imagine you, like, lose your game. Like, you go to see the Lakers play at home, and they lose on Christmas, and now it's like...
It's Christmas, and I got to get stuck in a parking lot?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Just, like, the holiday... I feel like holidays got to have the vibe of, like, the day.
Yeah.
But for I guess for some people, that's... Or running... God, that's the meme. I don't want to marry into a family that runs a 5K on Thanksgiving
absolutely
morning.
Absolutely not. A turkey trot?
Are there? There's actually people that do that.
Yeah,
tons.
They wake up on Thanksgiving morning.
A lot of people will get like drunk and do it.
And
it's not
run.
That serious. It's only a 5K.
How long is a 5K?
Like 3 miles or something.
Oh. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like 3-point-something miles.
Okay.
It's 5 kilometers.
I drank before that though.
Yeah.
It's fine if you don't know your measurements.
Do you guys all, are you going home all this year for Thanksgiving?
No. Well, you're going somewhere for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, because we have a wedding the weekend before Thanksgiving that's already in Birmingham. So
So you're going to Patricia's?
Yeah, I was wondering what all
going
the
to
dates
Patricia's
were.
And then for Christmas we'll go and see my family for like a little bit and then do Christmas with her family.
Nice.
Yeah, it'll
you
be
so
nice.
You're going to Birmingham for 2 weeks?
Pretty much. Close to it. And then we're going to the Iron Bowl.
The what is that?
It's a big football game that happens after Thanksgiving, and it's Alabama versus Auburn.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Iron Bowl.
Do y'all go to the Iron Bowl?
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I'll be here. I think there's a kickball game I got invited to. Maybe I'll do that.
That's so fun.
Yeah. If you guys want to come, I can send you the link.
Oh, yeah. Corny's throwing it, right?
Yeah. Average fashion blogger, you know her?
Oh yeah,
she's doing like
yes.
I don't know if corny that whatever Instagram names. So I'm probably gonna do that in the morning. I do. If you do that, donating thing though, I may join you for that.
It's I don't know why they make it so hard to volunteer. Like I literally planned my Thanksgiving for Friday so I could volunteer on Thursday, and it's like
at a kitchen.
Delivering meals. Like a couple years ago, I went around and you basically pick up meals from a place, like whatever, 30, 50 meals, and you drive around to like people who are in assisted living or like medical living places and you get
I've done
a meal.
That, or I've done not delivering the meals, but I've been like in a kitchen
a video
serving up meals on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's good.
Before I texted you, I was like looking at other services, but like on their websites, they like don't really have any information. And like when you email them, like I haven't heard back.
Yeah, I mean, these people are usually pretty overworked and underpaid.
Morgan said that he tried to one time volunteer at the children's hospital, but they're, I mean, it's like kids, so I think you have to like kind of go through a couple steps, and they denied him.
Well, he does look like a thing.
They're probably like, you're too scary.
Neck tattoos.
Head to toe, yeah. Like, scraggly.
But he is the nicest person.
Yes. Does he have face tattoos?
No.
Okay.
He has me tattooed on him.
They could put him like in a
Aaron
turkey.
Guilfoy or the word me?
No, me. He
like a
tattooed
of you?
For mine and TJ's wedding. He tattooed fan art on his leg that people
like
drew
silly.
Of me and TJ.
Wow.
It's like
a silly.
Yeah.
I mean, when you have that many, you may as well just throw another
exactly.
one on.
Exactly. It's just like funny.
If you have a friend putting together a Friendsgiving dinner, and you got to bring something. What are you whipping up? Do you have a go-to recipe that you like to make, or are you like just stopping up at Chick-fil-A?
The best hack.
I make my pumpkin cheesecake bars.
Oh, what?
They're so good.
Well, you should come over on Friday.
I would love to.
Yeah. I'll come.
Oh, will you be there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I throw like a whole Thanksgiving.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
On Friday?
Mm-hmm.
That's what my parents do too. We do a Shabbat dinner the next day of Thanksgiving for like...
What's your hack?
You go to the local grocery store like Ralph's and you just pick up like a pie or something that they make there. You take it out of that packaging and then you just put it in like one of your home packaging, like
put foil on it and say you whipped it up.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I know people that have done that.
And like, you lie when you come in. You're like, I slaved all day making this.
No, I know.
So you better all have a slice.
I know someone that did that and I thought it was brilliant. I saw someone be like, what, you made this? And they're like, no, I didn't really make it. And I was like, oh, that's brilliant. But I know that I'm a terrible kitchen cook. Person. So I would go, and usually I think it's like buying two or three things. Cause if you're just buying it,
I think I'm going to be a buffalo chicken dip kind of guy.
Ooh,
like every time I watch like a buffalo chicken dip recipe, I probably have saved like 10 on my phone.
You just call it tea gif?
Tea gif for Thanksgiving.
Tea give. Thanksgiving.
Whatevs.
Talk to the hand.
Tea gifts.
It's my favorite season of the year.
It's also always just easy to bring alcohol.
Yeah.
Oh,
like
that's
a bottle
true.
Of wine.
Yeah.
Like for our Thanksgiving, it's like we're cooking, but then there are people that were like, my friend Danny, like she's like, I want to make the mashed potatoes. So it's not, and then like with Carly, I was like, no one can make green bean casserole.
Will there be any like, vegetarian options?
Yeah, we have a vegan coming and a gluten-free person coming, but I think that she's not really gluten-free anymore.
I don't care about the gluten. Oh, that's my favorite meme. So it's a guy at a counter and a person, and he goes, is this gluten-free? And they go, no, it costs money.
So dad joke.
Yeah, I'll find that's out what they're joke. Making specifically.
I would love to come.
What was I going to say? Oh, I wanted to bring it up. We were on Joe's podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like talking about Thanksgiving food. And he said that mashed potatoes are not Thanksgiving food.
Which is just like a horrible lie.
Joe's just a dumbass.
Yeah. He was like, you can eat them on other days of the year.
Yeah, but
it's not a Thanksgiving food.
You can eat turkey on other days of the year.
You can eat mac and cheese on other days. Yeah. The only thing is like cranberry shit.
Do you guys know what the chemical is in turkey that makes you tired?
Tryptophan.
But apparently that's not even true.
Really?
It's the same amount of tryptophan that's in chicken and all the other foods. People like,
what? It's
just
a big scam?
It's because you're consuming 4,500 calories.
Yeah, we should have done this in our other
episode.
Yeah, it's because you're consuming so much food.
Yeah, and like all these carbs and desserts and everything.
It says the average American is 4,500 calories in the day.
What?
Not Joe.
I'll tell you, like hot dogs are not a Thanksgiving food.
Hot dogs?
Like that, I could, if you say, hey, I do hot dogs, you're like, okay, that's not a Thanksgiving food.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mashed potatoes has no claim.
I feel like different parts of the country, like I never had mac and cheese at our Thanksgiving.
Me neither.
I never heard of that.
It's got to be good mac and cheese.
Sounds like a southern thing.
I don't like sometimes like southern mac and cheese.
Someone's making mac and cheese actually.
It doesn't hit.
Is it cold in Texas?
Mac and cheese?
No, the weather. Like, are you like, like when I think of Thanksgiving, I think of like
you
really cold, putting on a coat. It's like freezing.
I don't think I've done Thanksgiving in Texas in years. But yeah, it's cold.
Like growing up,
it's
like, does it feel, because like here in LA, it's 80 degrees right now. It's insane.
Well, it's weird because the, like last year, once the sun goes down, like we were freezing.
Yes.
But I got like heat lamps for outside.
Oh.
I got them again for this year.
Didn't you just
like
have a
restaurant style heat lamps or
like the big ones.
Oh wow.
Didn't you recently have a heat lamp controversy where like you ordered extra or something?
For the baby shower.
Yeah, I threw a baby shower and I got a heat lamp in case I got just one. Well, actually I got two, but then it wound up being 100 degrees that weekend. And I was like, can I like return these? Like obviously I don't need to use them. And they were like, sorry, but like you have to meet this like minimum.
Ugh.
So I was like, okay, trade them for umbrellas.
Oh, did you trade them in?
I traded one for an umbrella.
And we turned the other one on.
Is it propane tank? Like, underneath it? God, anything with a propane tank, I'm like...
I'm scared. I wish
I was a grill guy, but just... It's the idea of the propane tank that freaks me out.
Yes. What? Because I like when you're at a restaurant and they turn on the heater next to you, I'm always like, oh, God.
And then there's
people smoking
cigarettes near like a propane tank.
Guys, what do you think is going to happen?
It'll blow up.
Yeah, it's not a James Bond movie.
Wait,
it's,
it can't
you
blow
never
up.
Know.
I mean, it's like so, I don't know if there's ever been, I haven't looked this up. I can't imagine there's a record of a propane tank blowing up and injuring someone that's used the right way.
I'm just the biggest wuss when it comes to like.
We have
I have one sitting in my yard right now.
Yeah, we have like three of them. And like whenever we have a fire, I'll always like be laying in bed and be like, did you turn off the propane tank? Or like when he grills, I'm like, did you turn off the propane tank? But I think you can like leave them on.
Yeah, you can. But the reason to turn them off is so that, I mean, I don't want to do any fire safety here, but the reason to turn them off is so they don't leak and you don't waste the gas.
Do you want me to call my dad and ask?
Yeah.
You can.
But I just, can we figure out technologically wise to make something heat up a space that's not like gas powered? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't get why those heat lamps are also so high at restaurants because heat rises. So when you're sitting at this level, and the heat's already up here. It's just like burning it up into the high, like because people will run into it. Floor level.
But I feel like if it was floor level, you'd get hotter.
That's the. But then you can turn it down and do less
hotter.
I hardly
like yesterday.
Know
yesterday, you said you'd call Sears.
I'll call today.
You'll call now.
Oh, what is this? A movie?
No,
it's a commercial.
It's the most famous commercial of all time.
Yeah, they like played it on
today's gonna be a scorcher.
Like yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday.
Yeah, that's it. That's the first line. He's reading the newspaper.
Oh,
she goes,
it's for Sears.
Well.
Yeah.
Oh, go get your cat.
You never saw this?
I'm sure I did. I just don't have like the nostalgia.
It's like ingrained in my brain. Someone commented, was like, Aaron, not remembering your childhood. Is there trauma involved? Like people are like very concerned about not knowing your childhood.
Did you have a traumatic childhood?
Not that I know
of. I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. But...
Maybe I'm like Whitney from Salt Lake. Like I don't remember my trauma. And then one day it'll just come to me.
Let's get you into therapy and let's figure it out.
That's okay.
No, I want to know. And then
I don't care that I don't remember anything.
Do you think if you had, and I'm not like only child, like shaming or anything, but I'm just like curious, like do you think if you had it a sibling, would you have like maybe remembered things a little bit better?
Oh,
because you have someone to like banter back, like remember this, remember that. Because my brother and I, we do that all the time.
Yeah,
to just go remember this
or... You know, I feel like a lot of the memories I do have are like I was really close with my cousins. They were basically like, they call me like their fifth sister.
Oh yeah.
So like I remember a lot of stuff that I'm doing with them, but like stuff by myself
stuff,
like I don't know.
That's crazy. I remember so much of my childhood for some reason.
Matt's been helping me feel better about the seasons. Like Matt's very into like, oh, well, it's Halloween season. Now it's Thanksgiving season. So like in the morning now I have the big TV and I'll put on like a Charlie Brown Christmas thing or just like a Charlie and just like playing on the TV and then it will like loop to the next one. And I just love this, like, you know, it's November.
Lean into it.
Yeah.
Cause it makes you feel like you experience the time. Cause like sometimes like whole season will go by. You're like, I felt like I never really felt the Christmas spirit or like the fall season or the, I'm like, I love feeling
that helped this year too. Nolan and I watched a lot of like Halloween movies and like we carved pumpkins and we had like a pumpkin show on in the background while we were doing it. And it does help.
It feels good to like participate in the feeling of the moment.
Have you guys bought like any like candles and stuff? Are you like making your home smell like the fall?
I bought one for like
the pumpkin
fall. It's there's this girl on Instagram called Half Baked Harvest, and she released a candle with Sniff Co, and it is so good.
What does it smell like?
Like a pumpkin.
Mm.
And like, it's really good.
I love a cinnamon candle.
It's also like a candle that you can just have out that you don't even have to light, and
it looks
just
nice.
Smells
illuminates
good.
The space.
I've always wanted to do like, you get the stove going, you put some cinnamon in it with like some cider, and then put some like thyme or like some orange slices.
I
see TikToks of it.
Yeah.
And does it work? Does it smell real good?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I heard it apparently makes your home smell amazing.
We did it once when our roommate, the cooked roommate, fish. Cooked fish in the microwave.
Oh,
Aaron did
God.
The whole, and it helped.
But even
I
if
think.
You're making like a cider, it's so nice to just put it on the
I've
stove.
I've seen those. It's like a boiling pot of water. They'll put like apples and a stick of cinnamon and some.
Yeah.
I think Babs has done it. Like, hey, it's Babs. You got people coming over.
Oh yeah.
Whip up this. Makes your home smell good, and people always love it. I love
the
Babs.
Accent.
This happened to me
Who's
like a week ago. on TikTok? Like, it's like the internet's favorite grandmother, and she just gives you like life hacks for parties and hosting. She's awesome.
When you haven't guests over, like,
we haven't guests over. Dude, this is my little secret.
Yeah.
She sounds so cute.
This happened to me last week, though. Patricia was out of town, and I woke up and I was like, it smelled like mint, like sharp. It felt like somebody had like chopped up fresh mint leaves in my bedroom. And I was like, what is that?
Like, am I having a stroke?
First, I thought it was a stroke, which is something I just learned recently about.
Every time I smell something, I'm like, stroke.
Yeah, no. If I ever smell something burning, I'm like, oh, I'm definitely having a stroke.
Did you always know that?
Yeah.
Oh, I was watching the movie River Wild with like Adam Brody or whatever. And
I say it to TJ all the time.
She goes, is someone
I'm like,
toast?
Do you smell that?
Bo Burnham song, if your house like smells like smoke.
And then it's about having a seizure?
It's about having a stroke.
Whoa.
I didn't know that until I looked up, like, why is Bo Burnham talking about if it smells like smoke?
I learned that. So then I start getting paranoid. I'm like Googling, like, is something wrong with me? Because I'm like, it smelled like mint.
Were you
like
investigating? Like a dog? Like,
yeah,
like
I was
sniffing
just
around
like
trying
peppermint.
To find where it was.
Okay,
it
felt specifically like someone, peppermint.
It felt like I had a mint thief come in the night and just chop up mint.
Was it the middle of the night? Like you woke up?
No, just in the morning, fresh mint. And I'm going crazy. And then suddenly I Google one smelling mint, if that means anything, and people like think, oh, you're smelling something weird. So I'm freaking out about that, thinking like I have like a tumor.
Oh, God.
And then I learned that, oh, apparently if you live in an old house and if the pipes are from the 70s and 80s, when you smell peppermint, that means your piping is going bad.
Whoa.
So then I'm like, of course, something else is wrong with this damn place, which I love my place with Patricia, but it's old. There's always something going wrong. So then I'm like convinced and I'm sending Patricia and I'm like, we have to get all brand new pipes. Can you believe this? And she goes, babe, no. Sarah McKendrick brought over like this peppermint scented like thing, like an air freshener that I never knew that we like had. And that's why the whole place smelled like fucking mint.
Oh my God.
So I went down a whole rabbit hole and I realized it was
I love like a peppermint vanilla mix.
Oh yeah.
I
love those peppermint candies. You don't see them around anymore as much as you used to.
Well, it's because they have the better ones now that are like chalk and then they just like dissolve in your mouth. Like the ones they give out. Oh no, that's an East Coast based restaurant.
What? You know what I hate is cookie dough scented
hand soap. Oh, my parents, every room in my bathroom in my parents' house is like
sugar cookies. Yes. I remember my sugar mom would get it and my dad would be like, Cindy, now my hands smell like cookies. So I want to go wash my hands because they smell like cookies and they're so smelling like
too strong. I really just want a clean smell. That's all I want.
Dude, every room in my parents' house since I was in high school, my mom goes to Bath and Body Works just to buy the craziest gingerbread cookie bake Hawaiian beach house, like, and my friends always would make fun of me, like, why do you have this insane soap?
That's why
I have
I love it. I think it's great.
I have one that, if you know, you know, the Myers Snowdrop.
Yes, the Myers Snowdrop.
Snowdrop?
It is
the best smelling scent to, I wish I had it all year, but they only put it out during this time.
Oh, they really?
They sent me a shit ton that lasted me like
in
a year.
Is Meyer a candle brand?
Mrs. Meyer is like a whole brand.
Is it like Chic or is it like Yankee Candle where there's like
you'll recognize it.
It looks like a health brand. It's, they have soaps in the
Snowdrop.
It smells so good, Matt.
Okay, describe the smell to me.
It's like vanilla-y, minty.
Oh my God, Aaron is transporting.
It's almost like a perfume.
No, like my nipples are legitimately hardening as I think about this.
Describe it as like a perfume almost?
No.
No?
I wouldn't wear that as a perfume. Okay. But like my God, it's so good. I just ran out of, I had like a like a surface cleaner.
Yeah. Can we buy it on eBay, maybe?
Wait, maybe it's out at Target.
We gotta go to Target.
Yeah.
Well, I took Carly there one time because I was like, Carly,
it was like so stupid.
Smell this soap. And she was like, it's so good. And I was like, I gotta go to Target. I gotta get like a bunch of them. And I bought like 10 of them.
Easy.
And then they wound up I want it for the whole year. And then they wound up seeing the video and they sent me a ton more, including like the candle, the cleaner.
Snowdrop stuff?
Yeah.
Matt, it's so good.
I just love the names of scents. Like, I would love to be on a scent team and sit around me like thinking Snowdrop.
This brand.
Well, veering a little bit more into Thanksgiving, you know Jones Sodas?
Yes.
They used to do this thing where they would sell like a holiday pack, and it was kind of like a joke, but it would be for Thanksgiving, and it would be like stuffing flavored, and it would be turkey flavored, mashed potatoes and gravy flavored, and they were all drinks. So like, I still want to try them just to see what they taste like.
There is a place called Nostalgia for this soda
for so long, and I've never tried it.
Years.
I know, we gotta try.
What's it called? Dr. Jones?
Jones Soda?
Remember Jones Soda? You could also like submit pictures to be on Jones Soda. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I ain't got a clue. Because my trauma.
Because your childhood trauma.
Can you imagine? Maybe you had a sibling that you like.
I ate? No, yeah. I was a miracle baby.
You were a miracle baby?
Yeah.
How so?
Because my mom like wasn't.
Because look at her, she's a miracle. Yeah.
I know what a miracle baby is.
Fucking miracle.
Oh, that's like a real term.
Oh, is it? I thought it's like your rainbow child.
Rainbow child is if you've had a miscarriage and then you have a kid after.
And then there's a love child.
Well, yeah, that's like if you have an affair.
Yeah, that's I think what a love child is.
Like a bastard. It's like a nice term for a love child.
Wait, isn't confession in teenage? No, wait,
you're not a child of love. Oh,
in confessions of a teenage drama queen, right? Eliza or whatever, she goes and tells her friends that she was like a love child.
Yeah, that means that she was born out of wedlock.
Yeah.
Okay. But really, that's not true.
But I think it's because she was like hippie. She's like, I'm a love child.
Wait, what's a golden child?
Like, you're the best kid of them all.
Yeah. Oh, that's
because my half-brother and his wife, they only have one. They have a ton of kids, but they only have one that's like from them combined. And I don't know what they call. No, it might not be golden. I don't remember what they call her. I think they call her love child.
My real child?
Yeah. No, I know. No, they're very sweet. They've like adopted children. Like it's a whole thing. But it's
well. Then I hope they're definitely not calling it a golden child.
I don't know what they call it. Wait,
honey, like, is our golden child at home? Oh no, just the others. Okay.
Well, they don't say it like that.
I know.
He's our golden child or something. But it's a term that I know that they're saying because it's the only one they've had together.
Oh.
I don't know what it's called.
Do they say that in front of their kids?
No.
Oh, okay.
So a rainbow baby is after a miscarriage.
Correct.
But, okay, this is going to sound maybe ignorant, but don't a lot...
It's okay. Fucking canceled.
A lot of first pregnancies end in miscarriage. Because, like, for a woman's body to, like,
I think miscarriages are extremely more common.
Right.
But we've been told that like it's a shameful thing and to never talk about it.
Right.
And
I
think that a lot of people have probably had a miscarriage and you would never know.
Yeah.
Like not a lot of people openly speak about it.
Yes. But then usually if once you have the first one, then you like are
No. Some people just
I know at least three different people who their first when they first got pregnant, it was a miscarriage, and then like a year later they gave birth.
Yeah.
And I was told from them that like doctors have explained to them that this is like
But people can like more common than you would think. Have a miscarriage, then have another miscarriage.
Well, yes, yes.
Then have another miscarriage.
That's but the first one is it in like our society it's like a hush-hush thing and like, oh, this never happens, and but I feel like maybe we should destigmatize that. Here at Good Influences.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
Especially because
what's that podcast about? Oh, yeah, they destigmatize.
And they talk about Thanksgiving and miscarriages.
In the same podcast.
Yeah. No, but my mom basically, like, you know, they, like, tried for so long and, like, couldn't. She was like, I didn't think I could have a kid. And then, like, here I was.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Like the name. I don't like the name miscarriage.
Miscarriage.
What would you rather it be called?
Oopsie.
I don't know. Because it sounds like the care. It feels like it's, like. The name of it seems like it was like some, it was like the carrier's fault.
Oh, interesting.
You know, like, it's, I don't know. Well, every time, like, when I was a little kid and I heard what a miscarriage was, I was like, so she messed up, like, carrying it.
It's like assigning it's your blame. Kid.
Well, and obviously,
to
that's
be
not
fair,
true.
That's probably how they framed it.
Right, when they first
like,
wrote it.
It's the woman's fault.
Probably.
It's I think that's strange... why people still don't talk about it because, like, they feel so.
The language of it is important. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, really
I wish it had like a different name because I don't know. I feel like, it carries some weight to it.
It does.
Like,
yeah.
That's like one of those old phrases that's just.
Ah, was it miscarriage?
Well, yeah. The one that we
now
still.
Now she's getting a lobotomy. Literally.
The word master bedroom.
Oh, I thought you were going to say masturbation.
No.
Oh, now you don't say master bedroom.
No, we don't say master bedroom. Yeah.
Can you still like Master Splinter on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No, that's because he's a karate master.
Yeah, master.
Is that still allowed?
No, it's like the master lived in the big bedroom.
Okay, right.
Okay.
What do they call it? The primary room, right?
Primary.
A Pokemon master? Oh.
I don't know about that one.
I think Pokemon. No,
I think it's like you're the master of this profession.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Master Splinter's fine. I think.
I think it's just because of during the time slavery existed.
Yes.
The slave owners, these would be their rooms. And that is why they called it the master's room.
Got it.
So masturbation is
fine. No, masturbation's fine.
Primary bation.
Have we talked about the difference between a living room and a den?
Yes. So many times.
Where do you eat Thanksgiving dinner?
In the dining room.
Your living room or the den?
In the dining room.
In my bathroom. I'm just pooping as I'm eating. Sorry, that was weird. I don't know why I said that at all.
Did you guys ever... Go ahead.
I did have a fact about the turkey trot.
Okay.
What's the turkey trot? Is that the 5K?
Yeah, the first one ever was in the 1890s. Huh? In Buffalo, New York.
People ran for fun?
Yeah, that doesn't sound...
But they didn't, like, know what it was. No, well, it says that...
Well, only... just running, eh? It's kind of fun.
No, it's funny because it says it was in the 1890s. Buffalo was the first city to host it, and only six people participated.
That sounds about right.
You guys are crazy.
I thought that was funny. Also, another fun fact was that Ben Franklin wanted the turkey to be the national bird, not the bald eagle.
That's one of my Roman empires, actually.
He said, "For my own part, I wish the bald eagle had not been chosen the representative of our country. For the truth, the turkey is, in comparison, a much more respectable bird."
Oh my God.
Every time I see an eagle in American patriotic imagery, I'm like, it could have been a turkey.
And it says, although he didn't get his wish, his letter did inspire a song in the Tony-winning musical 1776 about the drafting of the Declaration of Independence.
Whoa.
You think the turkey would be a better thing
no,
for
no,
us?
No, funny.
I don't think that. I just think that, like, it's crazy it could have been.
You can imagine just going to war with Iraq and, like, on the missiles was a turkey.
I know.
We wouldn't know any different.
I mean,
we wouldn't.
The bald eagle.
Looks badass, dude.
But it's funny. Could you imagine all the, like...
I know, like all
like
the...
Republicans now, like all their t-shirts is just a turkey. And it's like, land of the free!
It might have changed the course of history, and we wouldn't have been such, like, a...
America!
Predatory,
maybe.
Warlike people.
Totally.
Hmm. Maybe never mind.
I do have some fan horror stories. I didn't know if any of you had any, like,
My mom responded to the thing, or she texted me. She's like, oh my gosh, you gotta talk about that one time we did Thanksgiving in... We did it in Pacifica, California. It was, like, near San Francisco. And we did it because my cousins during that time were, like, living in Australia, and I was in L.A., and we just thought it'd be a good middle ground to do it.
Oh, my God.
All out in San Francisco. And we were, like, checking out of, like, the Airbnb, like, the last day, really nice house right on the beach. And my mom was, like, trying to, like, clean the oven. And then she started a grease fire. And we're, like, already in the car, like, packed up, ready to go. And she was, like, I just got to do a few final things. And she's, like, come in. And the whole place was just,
fire.
It was just a severe grease fire. Yeah. And we were, like, oh, my gosh. We didn't know what to do. And we had to get, I think, a fire extinguisher out. But... It was the most serious looking
like fire
ever. And we thought we were going to burn down this house.
Do you get those ads on Instagram for like the fire stopper blanket?
No.
For some reason, I get a lot of ads on Instagram about like this thing that's supposed to stop grease fires. And the spokesperson is a black firefighter named Matt King. And he's always like, Matt King here.
Yes!
Have you seen this?
I think you texted me.
I think they probably show it to me because I watch it every time. And I'm like, this is the best thing I've ever seen.
That's so cool.
And it's basically just like when there's a grease fire, people think to use like water. And that obviously makes it way fucking worse.
What are you supposed to do?
Cover it with like, or like put a lid on
Take
it
the
or
air
like
off
put a,
away.
Yeah, you have to suffocate the air. If you pour water on, there's like demonstrations.
What if it's in the oven? Do we just shut the oven?
Yeah.
And just let it
cuts off the oxygen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then never pour water on a grease fire. Did you guys do that accidentally once?
It's in a,
on a candle.
It's in a vlog. It was like
my whole
crazy.
Apartment almost burned down.
You filmed it?
Yes.
Well, because I was like, Carly, look at how crazy this is. It was like the candle itself, the wick was like a crazy flame. So then I was like, look at how crazy
it's
this
like the
wick
whole top
is.
Of the candle was just a big flame.
Yeah.
It was sitting on top of her stove.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And so then I was like, oh, I gotta put it out. And then so I just brought it to my sink and turned the water on and it
Wait, why is the like, candle like, a grease
like,
in it?
Up the wall.
It's a wax.
Yeah.
It was either soy or wax. I don't know.
Maybe there was, did you like, were you cooking near it and oil splashed into it?
I feel like when a candle goes like,
it's
really
like
old and like burns all the way out, it can.
It was crazy. And we were like,
no, we literally did not know what to do.
I'll show you the vlog on the way back.
That's so scary.
It's crazy.
It was like a really funny memory though, because
I saw my whole entire life flash before my eyes. Cause like I literally watched it like crawl up.
Starting from age 18, because you have no memory of your childhood. Yeah.
Exactly.
I have a couple like crazy stories from Reddit. One year my grandma accidentally poured dish soap on the turkey instead of oil. Might have been one of the funniest, most upsetting things I've ever seen.
Have you guys ever done that where you put laundry detergent in the dishwasher?
Oh yeah, we did that in college one time, and then it was like,
you can do that?
All no, suds. I mean, it's you're not, but like they it's when pods came out, they made laundry pods and dishwashing pods.
Oh yes.
And I had two roommates that were moving in with me, and they were living together beforehand, and we went to their house to like go hang out before they were going to move out. And he was like, "Oh yeah, you could just throw that in, you know, throw it in the throw it in the washing machine, the dishwasher." And he's like, "Yeah, just grab a pod from under the sink." And I grabbed the pod, it was tied. A laundry pod. And they were using it for an entire year of living there. They were washing all of their dishes with laundry detergent.
Ooh.
And nothing happened.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Whoa.
But I think that's insane.
Maybe nothing happened since they were like pods and like, like, you know, I mean, they didn't pour like a ton of it. It was just like
a tiny amount. And then it rinses it all off. And it's still soap at the end of the day, as I understand it. But
sure.
Probably not the healthiest thing that they've done, but they did it for a year.
That's pretty wild.
Folks out there, check to make sure you're putting your laundry pods in your laundry and your dish pods in your dishes.
Do you guys put pods in your laundry?
Yeah. No.
Oh, I do like the powder and then like I sprinkle it
in. You do powder in your laundry?
That's how Patricia does
it. I like detergent.
That feels like from the 70s.
Because you can, sometimes loads are different sizes. With a pod every time, you're like...
Well, you do one pod for a small load, two for medium, three for a big load.
That's a lot.
He doesn't do his Deadpool laundry. Sent a really, really freaking amazing smelling detergent for laundry. And like,
was it Diva?
All my clothes. No, I don't know what it's called, but all my clothes.
I like that new company that's making cardboard boxes. And then it's just a sheet that like will dissolve. So it's super eco-friendly.
Whoa.
And they ship them in cardboard. So you recycle the cardboard boxes like this small. And for every laundry, you pull out what's like the size of a dryer sheet, but it's your laundry detergent, you put it in the laundry and then you're good.
Mike, I got one in like a PR package or something, but I thought they were dryer sheets. So I was putting them in the dryer because they look like dryer sheets.
They look like dryer sheets. They're like kind of blowing up now.
Did anything happen?
No.
They probably just disappeared.
Yeah.
But it's a brilliant idea because like those things are, you're basically just, meh, whatever.
Have you ever done a dryer sheet like on your hair?
Yeah. I used to do that all the time.
Clothes.
I would see like TikToks of people doing that. I'm like,
because it makes it
the static.
Yeah. I would bring it to
do it in your clothes.
I don't use those on your clothes. I think it's like really bad for you to use
dryer sheets.
Yeah, you're not supposed to use them. They're only, terrible for you.
Only if I'm washing like throw blankets because they get like super staticky.
It eliminates static.
For like blankets, but you just but if like, you just get wool balls.
We have those.
I have like 15 of them.
I don't
dry
with anything usually.
Me neither.
Yeah, you don't need to, but the wool balls help absorb a lot of the water and makes your clothes a little softer. But dryer sheets, like the fact that we grew up with them, it's like pure chemicals, and then you're putting that on your skin, and then your skin absorbs the chemicals. Like, shouldn't be using dryer sheets ever.
But wouldn't it be the same for detergent?
Well, no, the detergent gets washed out. It rinses and spins it out.
It still smells like it.
I buy the non-scented detergents.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have one that's kind of like...
Okay, crazy. Sorry.
Well, I just want to do it so then she can get to hers. My mother and grandmother... My mother and grandmother had plans to go to a restaurant last year on Thanksgiving. My sister convinces them to go somewhere else last minute. Of course, this means no reservations, but sister is convinced that it'll be fine and they might just have to wait a few minutes for a table. I live in another state, so I get to experience all of this from a distance. They end up sitting at the bar while waiting for a table, having a few drinks and appetizers. After the second round of martinis, my mother looks over and my grandmother is leaning back in her chair, completely limp and unresponsive. Everyone freaks out. Paramedics are called. Grandma is rushed to the ER. I'm 1,200 miles away, and when my mother calls to tell me what happened, at this point, Grandma is at the ER, still unresponsive, crazy low blood pressure, and high heart rate. I'm ready to book a plane ticket to rush to the airport when my mom calls back and says, "Don't worry, everything's okay. Your grandmother just got drunk. Her blood test came back completely normal, except the blood alcohol content of 0.24, three times the legal limit. She was awake now, so I got to talk to her, and she was crying. I'm so sorry. I've ruined Thanksgiving. I assured her that she hasn't ruined Thanksgiving and that everyone is just happy she's okay. So my grandmother is 90 years old, 4'8", and 100 pounds. She hadn't eaten anything all day because she knew they were having a big dinner. She also ordered another martini while no one was looking. So the second martini was actually her third. This turned into the perfect storm of a really drunk grandma.
That's how drunk Shannon Bedore was when she crashed into the house.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
Who was?
A housewife.
Oh.
Shannon Fedora?
Shannon Bedore?
Oh. Okay.
Did you guys see the guy from Ferris Bueller crashed a Rivian into a house?
Yeah. Oh, Alan.
Couldn't believe that. I saw it on the Rivian subreddit. And it was like before we knew who it was.
That's
and I was like,
I saw too. I was like, oh my God, that's so crazy that happened. And yeah. Then I was like, oh my God, it's a guy from Succession.
How? Yeah.
I thought people were commenting him because they were making like a Ferris Bueller joke. And then I there didn't was a realize, lot of jokes. Oh my gosh, no, it actually is Alan Ruck. Yeah.
Did anything ever come out why it happened?
No, I don't think so. Oh, yeah. You know, he was 30 years old when they filmed Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, wow. The only one who was actually genuinely like a high schooler age was the girlfriend.
And
Matthew Broderick was also like in his mid-20s too.
Who was it? Oh, the parents. I just heard this on Conan's podcast. The two parents on Ferris Bueller met on the set of that show, got married, and now have a daughter that lives in LA.
My dad says that every time that movie's on. He's like, you know, they actually ended up getting married in real life.
Conan just told a great story about it. He like met that girl at a skate shop in Venice or something, and she was like, yeah, my parents met on the set, and he met her.
Wow.
Yeah, she's like 20-something now.
I love Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah, that's a great Thanksgiving
day. What's the Sausage King of Chicago? What's his name?
I've only seen it like 3 times. I can't remember.
Gabe from...
Wow. You need your letterbox revoked. Delete it off your phone right fucking now.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Does what?
Judaism have sins?
What are they?
So many. There's like an unbelievable amount.
Are they sins or are they rules? Or
yeah.
Guidelines.
Kind of, yeah, there's 613 commandments.
600?
And 13 commandments.
We got 10.
The 10 commandments, yeah.
Well, we only got 10 over here.
Gentiles, there's only 7. Jews say there's only 7 rules Gentiles need to follow.
What?
And then they go
The 7 deadly sins.
No.
Oh.
It's called the 7 Noahide laws. Anyway, there's positive and negative commandments, and you can say that those are like...
But there's 613
total.
And some can be positive, some can be negative.
Like, don't eat meat that is not kosher. Like if you eat that meat, then you're committing a sin. Or like you do celebrate Shabbat, and so if you don't celebrate Shabbat, then that's a sin. It's like if you do the opposite of what you're supposed to do.
And so like in Christianity and Catholics, like you go and you repent your sins to like the priest. You like go in a little box.
Confession, yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys have that?
We do not have that. We just have once a year.
You have to live with your guilt.
No, Yom Kippur once a year. That's when you fast.
You're like, this is how I want to be better.
It's a yearly slate that gets wiped down.
It's Yom Kippur?
Yom Kippur.
Oh, okay.
Mansplaining the Jew.
No, I'm like, that's how I'm like, wait.
Isn't it Yom Kippur?
Yeah.
I mean, it's spelled
weird. I say Yom Kippur.
Sure?
Yeah, it's in English, it's whatever. Anyway, we're talking about Thanksgiving.
That sounds like such a good musician name. Dude, Yom Kippur, have you seen him? He's like, he's insane. Like, his Pitchfork album got like an 8.5.
Okay, we're going on to your guys' write-ins. Thank you for submitting. If you ever want to submit something, follow on our Instagram. We post to our stories when we do that on episodes, and you can email goodinfluencespodcast@gmail.com. So let's start. Sorry, this is like so tiny. So if I'm straining to read.
Yo, that's super tiny.
It's so little.
We need an iPad.
Why can't you screenshot it and then zoom in?
One year for Thanksgiving, I, 26-year-old female, was getting ready to go to my brother's house for Thanksgiving. It was the first time he hosted, and he was inviting his friends too, so I wanted to look cute. His friends are very good looking. I was in my bedroom doing my makeup and heard a massive bang in the main area of the house. I was home alone. I froze and just stood there trying to listen if it was my imagination or if I really did hear something. All of a sudden, my two dogs were going nuts. They wouldn't stop barking. They only bark if someone is at the house that they don't know. I ran into my closet and called my mom scared shitless. I asked if she was home yet, thinking maybe it was her. She said, no, I'm still driving on the freeway. What's wrong? She could hear the panic in my voice. I whispered, I think someone's in the house, and explained what I heard. She knows I'm a prankster and asked if I was serious because she was on empty and didn't want to drive home before getting gas. I started crying and told told her, "I'm dead serious." All of a sudden, another loud bang. She even heard it through the phone, and she heard the dogs barking, and she said, "Stay in your closet. I'm coming." She started to speed home, going over 100 miles per hour, she later told me. In the meantime, I called my sister, who lives two blocks away. She told me to stay inside the closet, and she sent her husband to come check. I was panicking. I remember thinking, if they're going to kill me, I hope it's quick and painless. I was trying to keep my dogs quiet so they wouldn't find us. A few dreadful minutes went by, what seemed like hours, and I heard my brother-in-law and my mom talking inside the house, so I rushed out of my room to see what was going on. My mom had the most disappointed look on her face, and my brother-in-law was standing there with a gun in his hand. My eyes were still wide open and terrified, still had tears going down my face. I looked around and apparently I had left the eggs boil too long, so they exploded. The pan went flying. Eggs were everywhere, on the ceiling, across the living room, all under the microwave. It was in fact not a murder. I just forgot I was boiling eggs. My mom said, "Clean this shit up. I'm going to get gas," and left. My brother-in-law didn't even say anything. He just drove away.
Oh man. I don't know, eggs exploded like that. If you, that's a good prank.
Gotcha.
Just be like, "Yeah, I'll be back in like 30 minutes." And then just turn
on
the
you're boiling the egg, and then it explodes.
Yeah, I guess if you overboil an egg.
That's
crazy.
I have a really quick story if you don't mind me telling. Best friend growing up, she had a nightmare that I think I'm telling this right. Her brother like died in a car accident. Like, this was a dream she had. She woke up, but she thought it was real. So she called her sister, like, sobbing. She was like, "Jordan's been in a car accident. I think he's dead. Blah, blah, blah." And her sister was like, "What the fuck?" So she hung up and called her mom, mom, and told her mom. And her mom thought the brother got in a car accident just, like, because of her dream. It was just, like, crazy. Whoa. that went real life so fast.
Holy shit.
I had a dream that you forced me to do stand-up comedy.
Oh no.
And you were like, "Mike, you can do it, go do it, just go." And I was like, "I don't even have a set written. I cannot just wing a 30 minute stand-up set."
30
like,
minutes,
yeah, it was yeah, a 30 minute minutes. Set and you were like, "Mike, come on, you can do it." And I was like, "Okay." And then I got up there and I fucking killed it for 30 minutes.
My God.
And I like woke up laughing at my jokes, and I wish I could remember them, because I remember like so vivid.
Fire.
I was fucking killing it. It was so good. I like, it makes me like want to write a stand-up set now, because I feel like I could do it.
Back to look at your dream, and it's the scene in the Joker where he's just laughing.
I was invited to a friend's house for Thanksgiving with her family. I got there super early to help set up and get things ready as a way to thank them. My friend's mom had to go pick up relatives at the airport, so it was just me, my friend, and her two little sisters. One sister was around 5 and the other around 8. Last minute, my friend had to go get something from the store before it closed. She asked if I could watch her sisters while she left. I didn't mind at all, because they were just coloring in the living room. After my friend left, I joined the girls on the sofa and was chatting with them while the younger one colored in her book on the coffee table, and the older one sat next to me on the arm of the sofa. After a couple minutes, the younger one turned around, pointed over my shoulder, and said, "Smoke." Alarmed, I turned around expecting to see something burning in the kitchen. After a quick glance, I didn't see anything, so I said, "Smoke? Where?" And she said, "Hair." Thinking she was just blabbering like little kids do, I didn't think anything of it. Then I smelt the it. I looked and saw her older sister's beautifully long black hair was past her waist, completely engulfed in flames while sitting on top of the couch's arm. Needless to say, I freaked the fuck out and immediately threw the fireball child off the couch and started slapping my hand to her sizzling hair rapidly. I'm sure there were better methods, but whatever, it was working. Of course, at that moment, my friend walked in and just saw me beating the shit out of her little sister. No flames in sight.
Oh my God.
She pushed me away and grabbed her sister wide-eyed with accusations. Meanwhile, the youngest sister, who was the epitome of unbothered, was still coloring in and singing, "Violet was on fire, Violet was on fire."
Oh my God.
Luckily, my friend heard me out and saw the singed ends of her hair and realized what had happened. After a bath and impromptu haircut, Violet was perfectly fine. No burns or any injuries other than an awful "I want to speak with the manager" haircut. Moral of the story, blow out candles on end tables before letting kids sit on the arm of the couch next to an open flame.
God.
And she said, "In case you were wondering, no, I did not stay for Thanksgiving dinner."
One time I was in a car going to like a camp out. I was like in college, and it was like a social club like camp out. So it was with like a bunch of people I wasn't like that close of friends with, but it was like our first time like getting off campus. Like, can't believe we're going to go to a camp out tonight. We're like, let's smoke weed. Oh, hell yeah. We were like passing around like a bowl and I was in the back seat and like got a lighter and a girl's like, Matt, can you like light my bowl? I'm like, for sure. And I keep trying to like light it. And then finally I'm like, I get it. I'm like, all right, good. And as she's like taking a hit, I look up at her and her whole bang.
That exact same thing happened to me.
I singed it like on fire. Like, I clearly did it when I was trying to light it. And like, you know when like hair burns, it's like all like crispy. Yes. It looks like straw. And yeah. I'm like, yeah, yeah. Oh my God. Oh
you
my.
Didn't tell her?
No. Because we were new friends. Like, see, if I did it like to you guys, I'd be like, I am sorry. But I was just like.
Of course.
Nothing that, like.
Can't do anything about it now.
Yeah. No, I don't think I she just probably went about her day or whatever. And then like it all, but I'll never forget that. Just going, oh shit. And she had these gorgeous little like bangs.
Oh no.
That happened to me too. I was in a car, this exact same situation, but oh, wow. I lit the bowl myself.
Burn your hair?
Yeah, my bangs.
Oh, I was always terrified of like burning off my eyelashes and stuff when I was like smoking weed.
Aaron, didn't you actually like rip out your eyelashes with the.
No, my eyebrows with Silly Putty.
Oh, maybe that was my friend.
Oh, no, I was, my eyelashes, I was using one of those shavers and I shaved off my eyelashes.
Oh, I had a friend in high school that, I get them confused, but she was using an eyelash curler and something like scared her and she was like, she ripped off like all of her eyelashes on one eye.
No.
Yeah.
Aren't there people that will like pick them out as like a compulsion?
Sure. Ow, that would hurt.
I know. I feel like a lot of the time they don't even like feel it though.
I mean, I do. Like when I'm picking off mascara.
No, I mean like when you have like OCD.
Right.
People who are like picking hairs, it's just like a habit.
Yeah.
Do you think, well, if you curl your eyelashes, do they always look curled?
No.
Like, I have a friend who has like very straight eyelashes.
Yeah.
But he's like a guy. But like they're very straight like, sometimes. And like it's like I almost like can't see his eye.
You're like, get an eyelash.
But I've always have wanted to be like, have you ever thought about getting an eyelash curler? I just feel like it would like open up your eyes more. But I don't want to tell him to do it. Cause I just feel like
I mean, yeah, that's a weird thing to bring up. But he could take a little hair dryer to it for like a couple seconds, make it warm.
He's in entertainment. I just feel like he could help his like look out sometimes.
Offer him some mascara.
What's mascara? Is that the black stuff?
Yeah, it's what I have on my.
Are you what? You know what
I'm
mascara
just confirming.
Is.
I'm just confirming.
I don't know a lot.
Do you know what eyeliner is?
That's the pencil.
Yeah,
he only knows what eyeliner is.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Eyeliner?
It's just like, no, having a sharp pencil on your the thinnest part of your fucking eye. Drawing.
And then you poke yourself.
I was good at it so bad. I can't do it. I want to learn.
To do eyeliner?
Like,
I feel like you did it for a long time.
Yeah, but it never like looked good.
I had to do it in theater a lot. Like,
maybe you could teach me. No, not on the bottom.
The wings? Was that the big thing, right? People do the wings?
Here is my brief Thanksgiving trauma. My long-term boyfriend of 7 years comes from a very religious family. 2 years ago, him and I moved in together, unmarried. At Thanksgiving, his mom was going around the table saying what she was thankful for with her kids. It started with her being thankful for my boyfriend's oldest brother who just had a kid. Then the next brother had gotten married that year, and she said she was thankful for her new daughter-in-law. The second youngest boy, she said she was thankful for his music career taking off. When it got to my boyfriend and I, she said, I'm thankful Luke and Dakota are, and my boyfriend's brother shouted, are living in sin. To say the least, I wanted to die.
Oh, like living the parents didn't know?
No, I think it's probably just uncomfortable when like they're
just
very religious and like make it an awkward situation.
We're living in sin.
Yeah. Here's a pretty
Ooh, you got a stain on that shirt too.
Oh.
On your arm. On the elbow.
Oh no.
It's all purple. Other side, look at the other way.
You kidding me?
What happened?
Hair dye?
Do you know what that's from?
It's from that purple sweater I gave you.
No way.
And then when I have that big like flood that happened in my house and remember I had to clean all my clothes and all this stuff and then that purple thing got everywhere.
Or maybe you stole it and you took the thing off and that was
the ink exploded. You stole that from Nordstrom.
Has that ever happened to anybody?
The ink exploding?
Yeah.
No. But I would love to see if it's actually real.
Me too. No, it's a scam. There's no ink. I'm kidding. I don't know.
That's one of my favorite sweaters.
You can get
Where's it from?
The Gap. But it's like vintage Gap.
It's a Polytechnic Americana.
Polytechnic.
The year was 2015. My aunt and her husband, we'll call them May and Dan, hosted Thanksgiving at their condo. I don't exactly remember what triggered it, but Dan somehow ended up going on a rampage about the Illuminati and how shootings are fake and just hoaxes created by the government to distract us from the real problems of the world, etc. What really got to me was when he started saying that Beyonce and Jay-Z were the leaders of the Illuminati, and they came to him in a dream and told him that he knows too much and they are going to come after him.
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
They came to him in a dream.
And they're going to come after him.
He was just saying the most ludicrous shit. I couldn't help but let out the tiniest giggle. I tried to stop it. I swear I did. But unfortunately, it came out and it was most definitely heard. Dan flipped out. He got so upset, he decided he was going to pull the tablecloth off the table and attempt to flip it. The table was made of stone and glass, so he couldn't easily pull it up, which made him even angrier. So instead, he started grabbing the food that my aunt had just laid out and throwing it everywhere like a toddler. Needless to say, I got kicked out and had to stand outside in the cold on the side of the street and wait for my dad to come pick me up. I wasn't allowed to be in contact with them for almost 2 years. I still feel bad about it to this day. I was only 13,
Oh my God.
God.
Thankfully, my aunt no longer has to endure the relationship. They are divorced.
Oh, thankfully.
Could you imagine being 13 years old and that happens and then they make you stand outside?
That's mental illness.
Wait, why they make her? Why were they like?
Because she was like laughing at his crazy Beyonce and Jay-Z came to him in a dream,
and they're gonna come after me themselves.
Yeah, but I think that's just like the epitome of Thanksgiving. There's like always these like crazy family stories.
Yeah.
I feel like I've never really experienced that.
Yeah, I haven't either.
But like, I would love to be at one where something like that happens.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
If you want to ruin your day with some crazy person throwing food?
No, I think that would be so fun. If I saw like a grown man try to rip the tablecloth off a table.
And then it wasn't working.
Hilarious. And like all because like I laughed because Jay-Z and Beyonce came to him in a dream.
That'd be a sight to see.
That would be so funny.
But my heart goes out to people who have to go to Thanksgiving and they have
ruined.
To deal with relatives or loved ones or family friends who are like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's when you that see sucks. Like it's like the obligation of seeing your weird family that you would literally never ever hang out with or see, but there's just this like pressure and obligation to like, I don't know.
And there's always that one family member where you're like, are they coming this year?
Oh, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see if
like,
Grandpa shows up.
Oh God, I hope not. And then they come, and then it's like, oh God, they're gonna be there.
See, that's why you just gotta move to LA. Ditch your family.
No, literally.
Just have Friendsgiving.
Yeah, have Friendsgiving at Aaron's house.
Yeah.
I will be home.
I think I'm...
I'll send
I'll
you
here.
The invitation. It's very...
Partyful?
Oh, no.
It was just like a little...
My graphic.
Yeah.
Oh, you made a graphic?
That I make on my desktop. It was really sad because last year I used the photo from the Friends episode where Phoebe has the turkey on her head and Chandler's in it.
Oh.
I think it's Phoebe. I don't really know.
No, Monica's
I did that
in
for
it.
A Friendsgiving
Monica?
One time.
Monica's in it.
That's her in the turkey.
Yeah.
And it just has the details. And so I was going to do that again. Sad. But then I was like, oh, no.
It's too dark.
So I used a cornucopia.
It's decorative gourd season.
It's very autumnal. I think it's very cute.
Yeah. Autumnal.
Autumnal.
Is that a Taylor Swift
episode?
Word?
No, it's not. But thank you for asking.
Yeah, Carly, how did you learn that big word?
Yeah.
It must be a Taylor Swift lyric.
Studying the dictionary.
Did I read this one? Yeah, I read this one on Reddit. We definitely read the same thread because I knew those ones you read. I was around 5 to 6 years old. Us kids were playing hide and seek, and I hid way in the back of grandma's closet. While I was hiding back there, I found this beautiful deep red robe. I assumed it belonged to my grandfather, who died just after I was born. I tried it on, and it was huge on me, but the silk felt really smooth and cool. So,
what's going on here?
So I decided to... It's just because I know what's going to happen. So I decided to go ask my grandma if I could have it to grow into. Turns out granddad was a grand dragon in the Carolina KKK. And it was his and it was his ceremonial robe. The family members who didn't know about this already were highly upset.
Oh my god.
The ones who knew were embarrassed as hell. There was a small riot when I walked into the kitchen wearing it. That was an awkward Thanksgiving.
Oh my god.
Like, just like, it's funny because like the kid's so sweet. No, and it's like, oh, it's like innocent. A nice big silk robe. I can, you would grow into it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I love it. It's so comfy. And then it's like such a dark fucking mystery. Oh my god.
Like, could you imagine being at that Thanksgiving?
Oof.
That's. Why did he say that?
Did grandma try to like justify
it? Yeah, like, why did she not throw it away?
Yeah.
But I mean, when you never know people, she probably could have been like, yay.
Right.
I'm so proud of him.
Or maybe she
King.
Know.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not that big of a deal. We all have our social groups.
You're in the Rotary Club.
That's what Dale had. It's a very nice robe.
Oh my God, that used to be.
Just a men's group. It's just a men's group.
It's just a men's group.
Okay, a couple more. I thought it would be a funny prank to put a rubber chicken in the oven on Thanksgiving.
Oh, I have this.
My mom would laugh and laugh. Ho, ho, ho. There's a rubber chicken in the oven. What a gag. 13-year-old me didn't realize that normally adults usually preheat the oven before putting the turkey in.
I know. I read that one. I was like, so did it like melt?
It had to have.
I always open an oven before I turn it on to make sure there's nothing in there.
Because a lot of people keep like pans and stuff in their first storage.
So I'm like, I can't.
I did that growing up.
One time, like, Noah Cyrus like posted that her mom
we said this last year
we did
they left the turkey it was, like,
disgusted me I was like happened? How they have tons of money is nobody like checking the oven
she left it in the oven for like 6 months
I think 3 weeks
like there was a whole ecosystem growing in there.
That is crazy when you like see like
I feel like after
will...
a week you would smell it surely
no.
Yeah, it's crazy that like food will just turn into like a like living
poison.
Creature.
Yeah.
After
rat
like
poison.
Weeks.
Yeah. No, it's like I keep seeing all these things where it's like this college student left pasta on their counter and then they got this like and then they ate it and got this like deadly disease and died.
Oh, yeah. You can't eat
stuff
spoiled
you
food. Yeah.
And I'm like pasta.
Oh, yeah. No, pasta is like a big thing.
I know, but like, I'm like, how did I survive college?
Why? Were you just being a psychopath?
Yeah, I went full goblin mode when I would come home from the bar.
Well, pasta's like fine if you just cook it and eat it.
No, but it's already cooked.
Yeah, once it's cooked and then you like leave the sauce sitting out, it starts to go bad really fast.
Yeah.
Like within hours, like 3 hours, it's unedible. Inedible.
So if I have leftover pasta from a restaurant, I shouldn't eat it.
You have to put it in the fridge.
Leave it out.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like people think, oh, let it cool. Well, that's the other thing is like, do you want to let your food cool down before you put it in the fridge or do you want to put it in the fridge hot?
I know. There's so many rules.
I know. It's so complicated.
Put it in the fridge hot.
Yes. But there used to be a thing that you wanted to let the food at least cool to room temperature
TJ's
before you put it
that.
In the fridge. Because back in the olden days, refrigerators were not nearly as efficient or like powerful. So if you were to put hot food into the fridge, it would potentially spoil all the other food because it would raise the temperature inside of the fridge, and then all of your other refrigerated products would also go above their safe temperature. So like your yogurts and your milks would spoil if you put hot, like a big bowl of hot soup or pasta. So that's where the idea of like leave it out to, but nowadays you could throw your hot food in the fridge and you'll be fine.
She always leaves it out.
This stuff is so interesting to me. Like, is there a way to do an episode of like, what is that called?
Mike
stuff Mike knows.
Yeah, stuff Mike knows.
No, that's crazy.
Because I the other day, look,
I will not remember that. Like, I will take it away.
Yeah.
And then if, like, someone brings it up, I'm like, oh, well, it's because, like, in the old days, like, literally a month from now, I would be like, it happens because of this, but I would do a terrible job explaining
it. I think it makes sense to what?
Yeah.
Like, what you're explaining.
It totally
like,
does.
Oh, refrigerators were different back then.
Can I tell you something?
Because if you
I just made that all up.
Did you really?
No.
Oh, my God. I was like, I was
about to be pissed.
Because I was like, that is... actually so
yeah, no, like, I feel like the way you retain information and then say it back, it's like I feel like I'm listening to an audiobook.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Which, did you guys know that Spotify now has like a shit ton of audiobooks
for free?
Yeah.
Yes. Like good ones?
With their membership. I mean, the one that was advertised was I'm glad my mom died, so I think
Britney Spears came up for me like this morning.
Maybe I'll
but
just
I was like,
to
but when I click this, are they going to like charge me?
No, it comes with your membership
because
I don't
like
Audible's
like
credits.
Yeah.
It sucks. Like I have like 5 Audible credits right now, but then I'm like, can I just cancel it? But I still use my credits. And like, no, once you cancel, all the credits go away. Yeah.
No, so buy the books you want, and then you.
But I don't think I can access the books anymore once the membership's done.
No, I think you can.
I don't know.
Maybe we should just be thankful that we can even listen to books instead of having to read them.
No, I like reading.
I love my audiobooks.
I like reading too, but
well, you're not reading them; you're listening.
Yes, I am.
I've been trying to like get off listening to books.
That's such nonsense.
No, that's literally fact.
No, it's you.
What?
The whole point of a book
is
you're
not reading it;
you're listening to it.
You are
the
getting
by definition.
Okay,
you are listening.
Sure. But
the whole point of a book
by.
Is to transmit the thoughts that are in the author's head into your head.
Yeah,
sure.
There's traditionally been one way of doing that, which is reading squiggly lines on a piece of tree, and that's a way to transmit.
Stop
that.
Making it sound from
it's
the
meditative though. Like I think reading is like really good for.
Yeah, but look, I think like you saying I read this book is incorrect.
Nope.
You listened to the book.
I'm listening.
There are you are saying it yourself. There are different ways of transmitting the information.
Sure. Okay.
People read it. People listen.
So let's say we're talking about a book, and I was like, I listened to that on Audible. Would you you think that we've had a different experience?
No.
And
no.
How
okay. No.
That's my whole point.
But like, I think you going, oh, yeah, I read that. But deep down, you're like, all right, listen to it. You got to come
with
a little bit of truth.
Okay. I think if you're just saying it quickly, like if we're talking about a book, I'm like, oh, yeah, I read that too. And I had listened to it, I wouldn't feel weird about it. But if we were like having a conversation about a book, I'd be like, oh, I listened to that.
I feel like if you're in a book club and you're the one like listening to it, I'd be a little like, okay.
No, yeah. Well, it's also like you can do it like in the car,
right.
Like in all these
while
places.
While you're making coffee, while you're having lunch.
When you're sitting down, the act of reading, like you cannot do that.
There's
it's
a
different
there's
experience.
There is a romance to reading, yes.
Yeah.
I get that. But I feel like some people will look down on me if like we're talking about the same thing and I'm like,
no,
I listened to it and you read it and
no,
you're like,
I just think you need to be honest.
I'm not trying to deceive anyone. I think it's just if someone's like, oh, the Arnold Schwarzenegger biography.
Oh, yeah. I listened to that on Audible.
I would say I'm listening to that right now.
Yeah.
But if someone's like, did you read that? I'd be like, yeah, I'm getting through it right now.
I mean, no, yeah, I feel
that's
like,
a lie.
I mean, I feel like that's whatever.
Like, just say I'm listening to it.
I don't think it's a lie.
But I think there's certain books. There's also certain writing that's so amazing to actually read it than listen
no,
to
I
it.
No, I know. Like a Kurt Vonnegut book, I don't want to hear anyone else read that. Like, I want to read that.
I'm happy you're listening to Kitchen Confidential.
Anthony Bourdain,
but
I love.
Reading it, dude, Icebreaker? Is so good.
Wait, did you finish the, Icebreaker. Did you read the, what is it? Meadows?
Mm-hmm. Icebreakers?
Yeah, but not that one.
Oh,
the second
the
one.
Wildfires?
Meadow.
Or
oh yeah, Wildfires.
No, I never. No, I didn't get around to it.
You
I'm reading. I'm reading The Perfect Marriage right now by
Ooh.
Geneva Rose, and
the one
it's
with
my
the
book.
Rings?
I started a book club.
You did? With
what?
Who?
Interesting
yeah.
to have
with
not
who?
Been invited.
Yeah.
Me,
what?
Well, okay.
We really
it started a conversation,
yeah.
Mike. You can join. I just didn't know.
No,
like,
he knows
no.
you listen to books.
No,
so
it's
you're
fine.
Not
no, just the three people that you talk about books.
Well,
with.
It all started on like Halloween. We talked. So it's me, my brother, Will Derbyshire, and Connor Franta.
Oh, I don't want to
yeah,
be in
again.
That.
It's gonna be all.
We
like...
are having a blast right now.
Never
Mike,
mind.
You can join the next round.
No, it's okay.
But then I just felt like
book you four are reading.
Well, because we were like, let's start with something kind of easy, a little sexy, a little fun that we can all like kind of goof and laugh at. And we are loving it right now.
You should
now.
Trick them and be like, this one's really good. And it's the Things We Never Got Over book. The one what? That you tried to read.
No.
The things.
Yes.
Which
you
one?
Tried to read that?
No, we had him read it.
Oh,
like the
yeah.
sex scene or whatever at your house.
No, it's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
But I know, but it'd be like a joke. Like they,
yeah.
the reads like, what the fuck?
Ugh, yeah.
Connor's already like at page 115 right now in the book. And we're like, whoa, we just started yesterday.
Oh,
and he's
me.
Like, I'm.
That's the me of the group.
Because like we're supposed to have a meeting and like cast everybody, like all the characters on who
we
think
oh,
we should
do
play
that.
That.
Too.
Yeah.
Sounds fucked, guys.
I
just
like...
didn't know, Mike, if this first book you'd be like, ah, oh, this is stupid. Like,
nah,
I thought you would be like.
No, I'm reading a couple
things
right now.
I think you would
now.
Be that. I just didn't
That's
think you would actually
I,
want to read it.
I love about Audible, too, is it is different voices that are reading it. And I usually try and only pick books that are read by the author. Sometimes there's like professional actors that will read it, like professional voice people. Eh. But like Arnold Schwarzenegger's book, him reading it. Adam Grant, this.
Did you really read Arnold Schwarzenegger's book?
He just put out a new one that's
well,
like really good.
He listened to it.
Yes, I listened to it.
Does he address his maid?
I don't think so. No, I haven't gotten to that. I haven't finished it yet. But
why? This is so interesting. You're interested in that.
What it takes to become the greatest ever.
Hell no. I actually could not
Hell
do that.
No. Drive on a cliff.
There's a housewife. She like wrote a book and she narrates it, but she is like,
she can't read.
Heather?
No, she literally is illiterate.
Yeah, yeah.
And so like her reading it, I was like, it sounds like she's trying like reading a word for the first time right. ever.
Like Gary Vaynerchuk also wrote a book and he tries to read the audiobook and he can't read.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it just, dude, take
she's
a,
like
take
sounding
a
out the words.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Teresa,
epitome yeah. of business.
Epitome.
Yeah. Yeah. She also has like a thick Jersey accent too. So it's like that mixed with like,
you could tell they recorded
stupid.
You could tell they recorded it like sentence by sentence.
Yeah.
Because
yes.
it's not flowing yes. into like the next like part.
Yeah.
I love when like certain celebrities read like old classics on Audible too. Like Maggie Gyllenhaal reads The Bell Jar. It's very good.
Oh, is that Sylvia?
And Jake
Plath?
Gyllenhaal reads like The Great Gatsby. I think Elijah Wood does Huck Finn.
The Hobbit. Do you guys want to start a book club?
Do you guys want to read the Arnold Schwarzenegger biography?
I would read it.
It's pretty good.
Well, I actually did start watching that Netflix show and I was a little bored.
Which show?
His show.
He has a show on Netflix?
It's probably like the book, but in movie form.
I like Pumping Iron. I like that documentary.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for listening. Thanks for watching. Have a great Thanksgiving if you celebrate Thanksgiving. And if you don't, that's fine.